Welcome to Rise to the Challenge with Burlington Core, your go-to mini podcast for educators and administrators in adult English language learning. In each episode, you'll hear a quick conversation of success stories, innovative teaching strategies, and practical tips that can help you overcome everyday challenges. In this episode, Burlington representative Bethany McCarris interviews Kathleen Farrell, Director of Adult Education at New Mexico Junior College in Hobbs, New Mexico. Let's listen to how Kathleen and her team rise to the challenge of increasing their overall adult ed program success by focusing on student intake and retention in their high school equivalency program.
Thank you so much for being here today. My name is Bethany McCarris, and I am a customer representative for Colorado and New Mexico with Burlington English. And today I'm very happy to be joined by Kathleen Farrell at New Mexico Junior College. And Kathleen, would you take a minute and introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Kathleen Farrell from New Mexico Junior College. And we are an adult education program in the southeast corner of New Mexico. We provide high school equivalency, GED high set. We also have implemented the National External Diploma Program as well. We also have English second language classes and citizenship and an entrepreneurial program that we run in our little office here in Hobbs. Our main revenue comes from oil and gas. And so we do see that that fluctuates our enrollment. When the oil and gas is up, we don't have very many students. When it's down, we're flooded with students. So it fluctuates just according to the economy, like I'm sure it does in other places as well.
Thanks for sharing a little bit about the distinctives of your program and your students. Today we're going to be talking about rising to the challenge, and I know that you guys have overcome a lot of different challenges in the time that you've been there. Would you like to share a specific challenge that you've been facing recently?
Well, one of the things that we went into, I was part of the LEAD Institute where we were looking at our program, really dissecting it to see where we can make improvements. And one of the areas I really wanted to improve was in our high school equivalency side. Our ESL was maintaining their own, but our HSC was really not doing well, wasn't thriving. So one of my goals was to increase retention, which would increase, hopefully, you know, post-testing, and then that post-testing would result in measurable skills gains that would bring up that part of our measures and help us with funding and just be more successful in the whole point of our program.
So what was a key factor that made this, you know, super challenging for you?
I think the oil and gas pulling the students away, conflict with sometimes childcare, transportation, work. The students weren't being as consistent, especially on the high school equivalency side, as they were on the ESL side. So how do you overcome it? How do you navigate those things to build enough interest for them to choose to come instead of being pulled away?
Yeah. So how did you overcome this? What did you try first?
Well, one of the things, and it really was kind of more on my shoulders, I had to change my old ways of thinking. I had thought they needed to be at a certain score before they were ready to even look at a practice test for GED or high set. And so I realized I was possibly holding back some potential completions. And so we just decided, you know, let's just see what happens. We're going to have every student take at least one test within the first session or two, which we do 5-week sessions. Take a practice test. If it showed likely to pass, then we were going to put them into an official test. So when we started doing that with just one or two that were really pretty ready, we felt pretty safe with them. When they passed their first test and they shared it with the others, every time someone passed a test, I would have 2 to 3 people in my office by the end of that class wanting to, am I ready? Can I try it? And it just took off like wildfire. It was crazy. We had last year, we had 13 out of the whole year complete their high school equivalencies already for graduation. This year, since July 1, we've already had 25 that have completed as of December, with more finishing one test is all they lacked in this month of January. So we've completely revamped that old way of thinking. It's gone. We've moved into we feel like much more successful and a quicker turnaround of getting people out, which helps with retention, advertising. They're telling their friends instead of it taking a year, year and a half, we're seeing 8 months to a year of people coming in and getting this done. So it's been super exciting.
Wow, I'm so excited for all of those people. I mean, 13 people had their lives changed last year. Now you said like 25 by December, two more this month. So that's just incredible. I think about like what are some of the resources that you found really helpful when you were overcoming this challenge?
One thing for me, I am constantly seeking new ideas. And so I would see, okay, what is the top producing program? And go to that director. What are you doing? What are you using? How is this making a difference? One of the top that has been in the top for the last several years was using a software that was really changing the outcomes, making the learning path much quicker. So that's what we were doing, traditional classrooms. And so you have some kind of waiting, and then you have some kind of getting drugged in that situation because not everybody learns at the same pace. So when we instituted that software, it exponentially changed the way things were happening because those that needed to linger a little more on a particular topic weren't rushed. Those that needed to just move on through weren't held back. And that's where we started seeing such a significant difference. We only do that software in our math program and in the language, grammar, writing. We do more, a little bit more traditional because of the need for discussion, the sharing of ideas, reading a passage of Shakespeare and then being able to talk about it. So we still do that, but supplement all those students with this software so that when they go home, they're continuing to work on those individual needs.
I love how you said that you're changing your old way of thinking and have this game changer. When you look at this coming year, what's the next goal? What are you thinking about tackling next?
So the interesting thing was, our English second language classes had kind of carried our high school equivalency. They were consistent. And we would meet state minimums with the ESL because they helped so much. But now with the rise, the exponential rise in our high school equivalency, the MSGs literally went from like, I think it was around 38% to 66%
Wow.
just in one semester. So then we started looking at, okay, we have all of these additional opportunities for our high school equivalency classes. They have multiple tests to make a gain. They have multiple subjects, but our ESL had this one test. So what is it we could do to help them? So we were just using a reading test. Then we're adding in as of when classes start on the 27th, we're going to retest everybody on a separate test. So now they'll have two ways to make that possible gain So we'll have two attempts. At the same time, the one we're instituting is a listening test. So we're hoping to challenge that listening component. And that's where Burlington English comes in. I think that moving forward, like I said, this is going to go into this new semester in a couple of weeks. We're really hoping that that energy is going to move into the ESL program, and we're going to see greater growth with our retention, with our post-testing, with the measurable skills gains, and most of all, with them just being able to have conversations confidently outside of class. So one of the biggest, I guess, most exciting things is when we had students come back and say, I visited with my kid's teacher. I was able to talk to the doctor. I ordered off the menu in English. Just little things that we don't even think about were huge milestones for them. And that has, I think, mostly been due to the Burlington English and the way that it connects so easily with the student.
Kathleen, all of that is so exciting. Thanks for walking us through the challenge that you had on the HSC side and then the history of your ESL side and how you're hoping to make some changes. I look forward to visiting you soon and hearing about how implementing the listening test goes. I know everyone, all of our colleagues across the nation will just appreciate hearing about how you've been doing things and learn from just your experience. So thanks for sharing. And we hope that you come back and tell us about how it went in the future.
Sounds great. And thank you so much for inviting me. This is, I hadn't even listened to the podcast before until you and I visited. And as I was listening to some of the other podcasts, I was taking notes, and there's a lot of good ideas out there. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can borrow from one another and serve our students in a better capacity.
We hope you found something special to take away from this Rise to the Challenge mini podcast. Kathleen's experience shows the practical value of looking for every possible way to help students take advantage of the opportunities available in adult education. As Kathleen and Bethany discussed, changing a way of thinking about a challenge may be just what's needed to help you push past a barrier that you've been struggling with in your program. Thank you for listening, and tune in for our next episode and another conversation with one of your adult education colleagues. And if you'd like to discuss your challenges and your successes at your adult education program with one of our friendly Burlington English team members, visit our website at www.burlingtonenglish.com and click Contact Us. Until next time!